This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you ka-ching. Ka-ching. Come on, guys, we talked about this. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. And once you start selling, Shopify makes getting paid simple by instantly accepting every type of payment. What I love about Shopify is how, no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. You want to grow big? Shopify. You want to grow small? Shopify. You want to grow medium rare? Also Shopify. Shopify powers 10% of all commerce in the United States, and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/ifanboy, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/ifanboy now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/ifanboy.
You're listening to an iFanboy Talk Explode with Brian Wood, writer of Northlanders. Hey, welcome to a mini edition of iFanboy Talk Explode. I'm Ron Richards from iFanboy.com, and today I'm going to be talking to Brian Wood about the upcoming issue of Northlanders, Northlanders issue number 21, which is the first issue of a new story arc with a new artist, new 8-issue arc. It's a great point to jump on, and figured how better to tell you all about it than have Brian Wood himself come on and tell you about it. So Brian and I talked for a little bit, and here's what we had to say.
So we're going to be talking in the next couple of weeks, doing a much longer kind of interview, talking about all your work. But today I want to talk to you about the upcoming Northlanders arc, which is coming out, is in stores this Wednesday.
Yes.
All right. So Northlanders number 21. Why is this issue special?
Yeah, I always like to make this point. I've made it before. The book says number 21 on the cover, but it's that's only because all that really means in this case is that it's the 21st script I've written for this book. It's not like part 21 of a longer thing. So I'm like, Northlanders is made up of these self-contained story arcs, which really are basically standalone graphic novels, like under the larger Northlanders umbrella. So this really is part one of like a brand new story, brand new cast, perfect jumping on point. New artist Leo Fernandez, who I've wanted to work with since seeing his like unbelievably great artwork in Punisher Max. He did several arcs of that. Yeah, so like, you know, like we often do in this book, we're like starting new. So yeah, I just kind of wanted to get the word out about that. You know, if you haven't read the book before, or if you have, you know, this is it all begins again.
So yeah,
it's a really gray way. Really, like one of the reasons why I really enjoyed writing this book is because I do have this ability frequently to almost like start fresh. You know, and it really keeps like my enthusiasm high. You know, I can learn from like my mistakes as I go, you know. So it's like, I think it's a unique book for everybody involved, including everybody that reads it.
Sure. And we've talked about it before in the past, and I'm a big fan of it. But for those who might not be reading it, Northlanders is always kind of described as that Brian Woods Viking book or whatever. But right. I think that's kind of does it a bit of a disservice, as I think a lot of the stories that you've done in the past have, while that's the setting, Scandinavia and in the past has been the setting, a lot of the stories have been very, full of action, full of emotion, that sort of thing. So this is an 8-issue story arc, which I think is the longest one, right? The longest arc you've done yet?
The first one was also 8 issues.
Okay, yeah. So what is the setting for this particular story, this story arc that is starting off?
This one, because, like I said, the book is structured as it is, I can kind of jump around a lot in place and in time. So this one is set in what is Russia, actually quite near where Moscow is now, on the Volga, because there were Vikings there too, slightly different ones visually. And this is a story that is, it takes place during a plague. Not the plague, which came later in time, but like more of like a local kind of like outbreak, but still like a very serious plague, and it takes place right at the beginning of winter, which was pretty rough in that part of the world in terms of being very cold and very long. And the other different thing about this one is that it takes place in what is basically a city. Like a very large settlement of like upwards of 1,000 people. And typically in this book, I've set the stories in very rural places. So that's different. So now we have a city with like a town square and streets and like alleys and, wharfs and stuff like that. So it's a very new thing for me in this book. And so it's about this town, and right at the beginning of the story, they have this like plague outbreak they're dealing with. And the reason why I said it kind of at the time I did, which is like it's specifically 1020 AD, is that's kind of when the first theories of how disease is transmitted, like through the air, and like what disease is, like what germs and viruses actually are, that's kind of when that the theories about that was actually beginning to be talked about. So I sort of have this like one guy in the city that is familiar with this sort of stuff, and so he convinces the town what we have to do is we have to shut our doors, like seal the city off, kick everybody out that's already sick, and quarantine ourselves for as long as it takes. So that's kind of what they do at the beginning here. And there's like a lot of like, dissenting opinion about whether it's a good idea to like shut ourselves off from like trees, like firewood, fuel, like food, animals from like the outlying farms. And they eventually do. And so I'm kind of setting up this 8-issue long thing where this town has to survive basically on its own throughout this really, really brutal winter, with lots of like dissenting opinion and revolts and murders and stuff happening within its walls. So it's like a crime story. It's a survival fiction story. This main woman character, it's the title is named after her. She's the plague widow. Because her husband, her husband's a very influential guy, and he dies right at the beginning. So she kind of has to navigate on her own and kind of live in his shadow.
Wow. So it sounds like, it's interesting in changing the setting from kind of Scandinavia to Russia, and then also this idea of the kind of as close to an urban environment as it is. How much, I know you research this stuff meticulously. How do you go about specifically researching a plague in Russia in 1020?
I've actually already got a head start on the plague stuff because I had it in my mind about a year ago. I was going to write a novel, like a novel about the plague, about the Black Plague. I did a lot of research and eventually decided not to, just because in doing research, I saw there was such like a large amount of books already out there about that. And I didn't really think I had anything unique to add. So I felt like I could put it into the context of Northlanders, like not make it the black plague, but just a plague. And I felt like that was a unique angle I hadn't seen, in Viking times. I recently went to Oslo for a book festival. I was flown out there, and it was very gratifying to see Northlanders be well received by actual Vikings.
That's nice.
so to speak. The one comment they had is they were like, "We don't like Vikings didn't talk this much." It's like the land of very subtle people.
Yeah.
But obviously that wasn't gonna work in a comic. To have a lot of like quiet brooding Vikings, So but when I was there, I went to like these museums, and there was actually a place called the Oslo Folk Museum, which had a period village from this time. I ended up setting this story in, which was fascinating, and that's kind of where it all came together, because it was a village with streets, and I saw these alleyways, and I had these visions of Vikings sort of like slipping through these alleyways and knifing each other or something. I mean, they were like as dank and scary looking as like an alley in New York City, so I was able to take like a lot of photo reference of these buildings. I mean, they were beautifully restored houses of the times, and churches and stuff. And so that's kind of where the idea for the setting took place. And I've done research on the Eastern Russians, which kind of have an interesting mix with, for lack of a better term, like Baltic culture, sort of like Orthodox, Russian stuff. And that's kind of always been something that's interested me about Northlanders, is where the cultures cross over, like where the Viking stuff meets the British, culture, or the Irish, so it's all kind of part of that same umbrella concept of the book.
Cool. And so this is the first time that Leandro Fernandez has done art for Northlanders. How's been working with him on that?
It's been amazing. I mean, he really, I always feel like I like me as a writer means a lot of work for an artist. I mean, I try to help them out a lot with the research, but I'm really giving them very specific things to draw. Like, I always feel really bad every time I give Ricardo a DMZ script. This is like full of all these like aerial shots of New York.
There are a lot of those, actually. Yeah,
I feel really bad about it. And, I mean, I'm sure he's like well into a groove, but I always do make an effort. Like, if you look at my scripts, it's like constant like hyperlinks posted in there. Within the panel description. So I feel like if I'm gonna give an artist something tough to draw, like, it's also my responsibility to give them any reference I have. So they're actually spending their time drawing and not Googling, but he's really taken to it well. He's very, very ready to draw some of Vikings. And he's just really great. I mean, I really think he's flown under the collective radar. Most people seem to know him for his like Queen and Country work, which was years ago, but his Punisher stuff was just amazing stuff. And I think he's done recently some Wildstorm stuff too.
Yeah. Well, from the pages that I've seen from issue number 21, this that looks really, really good, and it's a different kind of style than the previous Northlanders arcs, I think.
It's
a little cleaner, yeah.
And because of that, I mean, we have one of the constants on the book is the colorist Dave McCaig, who really can like sort of like work with each artist's like individual style, You can kind of craft a palette that's like a bit different for each arc, which works out. Yeah, and so I really, like I said, this is the beginning of an 8-issue arc, so it's going to be a nice, hefty, complex story like the first one was, which is a nice thing to do after we had so many. We had a stretch there of a lot of like one shots and two parters.
Yeah, I particularly enjoyed the Ryan Kelly. That was like a 3-parter, wasn't it?
No, you're thinking of the 3-parter on DMZ. He did a 6-parter.
6-part, yeah.
That most recent trade.
Yeah, that was really good. I really enjoyed that one. But yeah. Cool. So like you mentioned, so if you're into crime books, if you're into history, and if you're into survival stuff,
Definitely that's a huge part of it. It's like, you know, survival horror, basically. You know, freezing cold, lots of I had to really explain to Leandro about exploding trees, like the way trees splinter and crack under ice, which is something he lives in Argentina and he had like zero concept of what that could possibly be.
Yeah.
So, you know, living in New England, I know well about that.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a very bleak story in that way. Yeah. Very like, I always love putting my characters through a really hard time.
Yeah,
this might be the ultimate example of that.
Cool. And yeah, and I think the historical fiction aspect of it is just really fascinating. That's what kind of triggers it for me. So, and what's even better is it's $2.99, right? So
I guess that's now a selling point.
Yeah, there you go. So.
I think all my books have always been $2.99. Yeah. I guess so. Nice. But I guess now that's a positive thing.
Yeah. So it hits stores this Wednesday. If you've been curious about Northlanders, or whatever, if you want to jump on, great jumping on point. First issue of a new arc, issue number 21. So Brian, we're going to be talking to you some more in the next upcoming weeks about your other books, but we want to get the word out about this one. So
awesome.
We thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
Sure. Thank you.
And so there you have it, The Skinny on Northlanders number 21. Like Brian mentioned, if you're a fan of crime comics or historical fiction or Vikings and that sort of thing, you're definitely going to want to check it out. So you pick up Northlanders number 21. It's going to be in comic shops tomorrow on Wednesday, October 28th. It's from Vertigo Comics. It's $2.99. So be sure not to miss it. And stay tuned, because in a couple of weeks we'll be talking to Brian again about all of his work, including Northlanders and DMZ and the upcoming Deviate from Wildstorm, as well as the latest on Demo and New York 4 and things like that. So in the meantime, head over to ifanboy.com, where you can check out all the great writing over there, as well as the podcast, Pick of the Week podcast, comes out every Sunday. And if you have a creator you'd like to hear us talk to, shoot us an email, contact@ifanboy.com. Let us know who you want to hear on the show. So thanks for listening, and don't forget to pick up Northlanders, and we'll talk to you soon.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You ever feel like you really need to get something off your chest? This is like a real thing. Like, if you're mad, if you're upset, if there's something going on, like there's often for me an idea. Maybe it's a wrong. Maybe it's a moment. It's an injustice. It's something that just you keep going on and on, over and over in your mind about it, and like that can create anger and resentment or shame, whatever it is. And very often I have found, I am not a therapist, I have found that when you let it out, when you give it voice, when you say it out loud, sometimes it makes you feel better because you've expressed it. And sometimes it makes you realize like, oh, this is not a big deal, but it's been stuck in my head. So you give voice to those things, and it can make you feel a lot better. And shock of all shocks, therapy is one of those things that can help you do that. It can help you be able to say those things in a place where you don't need to worry about the repercussions of it, work your way through it, figure out coping skills, how to get around it, you know, find ways to deal with that stuff instead of letting it fester. If you are thinking of starting therapy, if anything I said sounds familiar, you're like, oh, maybe my life would be a little better if I could deal with that kind of thing, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's fully online. It is convenient, flexible. It is suited to your schedule. That's the idea. That's what they're going for. You can fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. That's a big deal. You can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. That personal connection, I believe, to be super important. Again, I'm not a professional. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/iFanboy today. You get 10% off your first month. That is BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/iFanboy.